Over 3 million children have already lost their Medicaid coverage, and millions more are at risk. This is an impending health emergency, and joining us today is pediatrician Dr. Kimberly Avila Edwards. She is with the American Academy of Pediatrics, and she will talk all about the steps you need to take to make sure your families are protected and do not lose your insurance. And doctor, appreciate your time this morning. And before we talk details, can you tell us why all these massive disenrollments seem to have happened?
Sure, Dan. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be here. So a policy was put in place during the COVID-19 pandemic to make sure no one lost Medicaid coverage during the public health emergency. And that policy ended in April of 2023. So states are now reviewing their programs to check to who is still eligible for the program. Since that lapse in protections, over 4 million children have been disenrolled in Medicaid. And in most states, the vast majority of these disenrollments have been due to procedural reasons like delayed paperwork or red tape, and not because of lack of eligibility.
Obviously, doctor, so many concerns with kids losing Medicaid coverage, but what would be on the top of your list?
As a pediatrician, I think the most significant concern is the disruption of access to essential care for children. Medicaid plays such a vital role in ensuring preventative care, timely treatment of illnesses, and the management of chronic conditions. And all of these are crucial for healthy children. Administrative hurdles that are adding to this process create delays and gaps in coverage, and this can potentially lead to serious health complications down the line. Secondly, I want to mention a significant concern is the financial strain that this places on families, as families may be forced to shoulder the full cost of medical expenses without the safety net of Medicaid coverage. And this potentially leads to financial hardship and even increased stress for already vulnerable households.
Doctor, I'm sure many families out there are struggling with this. And what advice this morning do you have for families who may be really unsure about our kids' Medicaid eligibility? Or how do we find notices of disenrollments? There's a lot of questions that need to be answered.
Thank you so much for asking that. First of all, please contact your local Medicaid agency. They can clarify eligibility and guide you through the renewal process. You can also seek assistance from patient advocates or community health centers. These organizations often provide free or low-cost support in navigating healthcare systems. Finally, maybe most importantly, is please be proactive. If you receive a notice of disenrollment, act quickly and please respond within the time frame provided. Even if you disagree with this decision, responding allows you to maintain your appeal rights and potentially avoid a coverage gap. This also demonstrates your interest in maintaining your child's coverage.
Doctor, before I let you go, any other steps, any other advice that you'd like to pass along to families to make sure they don't lose their insurance?
One more. If you need to learn more, please visit localhealth.healthcare.gov. Again, localhealth.healthcare.gov.
All right, steps you need to take to make sure your family is protected and don't lose your insurance. And it's been the pediatrician, Dr. Kimberly Avila Edwards, this morning with the American Academy of Pediatrics. Doctor, we appreciate your valuable information this morning, and thanks for joining us on WHTC Morning News.
Thank you.